All too late. Express Pass wins. Ballinipatina, Irish Flame, then Azar.
Stakes victory for Express Pass in the listed Chautauqua Stakes, the first time it'd be renamed after that great galloper. And Nick Ryan joins us this morning. Good day at the office. Congratulations, Nick.
Yeah, thank you, Warren.
Kept him fresh, 1,200 metres yesterday. What were you thinking going in?
Oh, look, I was sort of umming and ahhing during the week whether we were going to get a run and whether we were going to run him. And then Friday, a few had come out and the race had sort of fallen away a little bit. But as you said, he was fresh. He had a little mishap there a couple of weeks ago when he was a late scratching, which turns out to be a blessing in disguise. But when he gets races run to suit, he can really finish hard, and we saw that yesterday.
Said you were hoping to get a run, and as an emergency, just take us through how Jai McNeil ended up securing the ride.
Yeah, his manager was actually Reece Murphy. He was all over it. He rang me about 7 o'clock Friday night, and he mentioned that the race was falling away, and if I was to get a run, Jai would probably be available if Wild Planet was to come out. So kudos to him, and I'm glad he rang me.
What do you do with him now? You've got that stakes victory. He's a really good advertisement for your stable coming through the grades. What lies ahead?
Well, look, he really needed to win a race like that yesterday. He'll get his rating up a bit now, and it should open a few doors for him to get him into some better races. So, look, there's lots of options for him going forward, whether we keep him fresh and target something cup week, or I'm not too sure. We'll let him tell us, but he seems to have pulled up well this morning, and yeah, we'll sit down tomorrow and come up with a plan.
Another horse that was on the fresh side yesterday, Mind Numero Uno. I know you've always had faith in him. How did you assess his win yesterday?
Yeah, super. He's just been such a progressive horse to come from a Swan Hill maiden to win his three out of his first four yesterday in a better class of race. And look, we wanted to dodge the other races like the McNeil and the Kenzie, and we targeted that race yesterday from his last win at Sandown, and it's good to see it come off. And look, we'll probably head towards the Blue Sapphire now. We'll go 5 weeks. We'll keep him fresh. I think he's a fresh horse, and he'll have a little week in the paddock and go again. He's only a little horse. He's about 450 kilos. So there's not much of him, but he's got a big heart, he's got a big stride, and a good turn of foot.
Now, you had Dice Roll Air. Great that Moonee Valley filmed those gallops, and those that aren't there get a chance to have a look at it. The big boy was out there for a gallop on Tuesday morning. Where's he at?
Yeah, he was awesome. It was a lovely bit of work with him and my Numero Uno. You'll see him Monday week at Cranbourne Trials, and he'll most likely have a jump out 10 days after that. And we'll head to Caulfield on the 9th. There's a 1,200 there. We'll run him fresh over 1,200 and head towards something in Cup Week with him.
Regards, Marie. Chased a good horse in Ayrton at Caulfield just on a week ago. How'd he come through that second up run?
Yeah, super. He's come on in the coat. He seems to have trained on. He's in really good order, that horse. So he'll head to the Sofitel next week, 1,400, and where he'll most likely clash with Ayrton again. But the other day, it was no fault of Luke's or anyone, but there just wasn't as much speed as anticipated, and he jumped so good, and he was up on the speed, but hopefully next week we can ride him a little bit more conservative and see that good finish of his.
How'd the old war horse Mohammedeus come through his last run behind Turidan?
Yeah, unbelievably well. He's in the paddock at the moment, but he'll probably come back in the stables next week or the week after, but we'll give him a little freshen up, and look, we may aim him at something like the Ballarat Cup maybe, but he's just an old marvel. He's a sound, happy horse and really enjoying his racing.
A few noms for the stable, though. A lot of the ones looking ahead are horses that have raced in the last few days. Is there anything that that punters should be keeping an eye on for one of the most popular stables for punters in the state?
Oh, look, we're excited. We think Dice Roll, you know, that being his first prep in Australia, he's had a good 3 weeks in the paddock. We're hoping he can come back and improve and take the next step. There's a really good race in him at some stage. You know, the likes of Regards Marie going forward, my Numero Uno, it's exciting for the spring. You know, hopefully we can pick up a big race.
Well, you're going about it the right way, Nick. Another double yesterday and a terrific performances from both horses. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No, my pleasure, Warren. Thank you very much.